AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Welcome to Your Health. And ladies and gentlemen, this is an important thing to know. This is a locally produced healthcare program with the local health experts from CenterCare. Now, these people are your neighbors, right? They're folks that you see all the time at your kids' schools, the grocery store. If they live here, they work here in central Minnesota, which is very important because people who live here and work here know firsthand about the health issues that affect you because they affect them as well. These folks just happen to be healthcare professionals at CenterCare. Dr. Michael Massey is one of those people, and he is kind enough to join us here on KNSI. Dr. Massey, good morning.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I am going to make it. Thank you much for asking. Your specialty, if you will, back pain, head pain, neck pain, all of that?
All things pain, yes.
All things pain, very good. We have this amazing thing called a spinal cord up and down our back, right?
Uh-huh.
Without that spinal cord, we probably wouldn't be able to do a whole heck of a lot, would we?
Couldn't breathe, couldn't move, and right. Yeah, you're right, couldn't do anything.
It's all there. It's all controlled right there. Unfortunately, that is also part and parcel of the problem because we can have upper back pain, middle back pain, lower back pain. And I have to think you have good job security because almost everybody I know has one form of back pain or another.
But I see it all the time, all the time. And about 80% of anybody in America, any adult, has at one point or another is going to have back pain.
Right.
Very common.
Now, what is the most common cause of back pain?
Just basic stuff. Just a muscle strain, muscle sprain. Those are the most common things. Just something very basic.
Now, we can sleep goofy. We have a stiff neck or what have you. We can fall and slip on the ice. We don't even have to actually go through the complete fall, do we? Just some crazy body contortions, and we can end up with some back pain.
You could literally just turn to get off your chair, and that's it. And you can have back pain.
Picking up a gallon of water the wrong way.
Yep.
Right?
That's right.
Why is or is the back as fragile as it would seem to be?
So the back is actually very resilient, and you mentioned the spinal cord, and actually the back, when we talk about the back, we're talking about the bones, the ligaments, and the muscles surrounding the spinal cord. It's the protection from our central nervous system, and it's actually very resilient. You think about all the wear and tear, all the weight that sucker has to, you know, carry every day is very resilient. But, you know, after a while, it can get kind of weak in certain areas, and every once in a while, I'll let you know, and it'll be in the form of pain.
The older a person gets, does their back become more fragile?
It depends on what kind of lifestyle the individual leads. So if somebody just lives a lifestyle where they maybe sit most of the day and don't really have a lot of time to get up and walk around, they're going to be way less strong than somebody else who maybe was a farmer or something like that and is used to working, going out and lifting heavy structures.
It's interesting to me that the lower back can really be in lots of pain, but it's so localized and it just stays right there. How come it doesn't go up and down that spinal area?
Sure. So when it's localized, you know, your back has many, many, many joints,
small
little joints and some big joints. And sometimes one or two or three of those joints can get kind of kinked a certain way, or maybe the ligaments that hold those structures together gets kinked a little bit. And it lets you know, and it's good for us because it helps us localize where the issue is.
Right. Does the back cure itself?
You know, it's funny. If you have acute back pain, and that means back pain that just starts, you know, from doing something or nothing.
Right.
About 80 to 90% of people get better in 4 to 6 weeks, really no matter what you do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it usually does heal itself.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, you said a word, acute as opposed to chronic. So
that's
acute
right.
is something that happens right now. I shoveled wrong, lifted wrong, whatever.
Yep.
But chronic back pain is I've got a back injury?
Yep. So they try to put time limits on it. So right now, when we think about chronic pain in general, and that includes chronic back pain, we usually think about pain that's been there for after about 3 months. And really, chronic pain is pain that's there, but really shouldn't be because it doesn't take 3 months for tissues to heal. You know, once tissues heal, your pain should be gone, but sometimes it's not, and that's chronic pain.
Well, I have to ask you this. It's been a phenomenal winter. What have you been seeing over at CenterCare as far as patients and their back issues?
You can imagine. I've seen a lot of guys and gals that are shoveling snow, and they say, I just bend over and then, you know, pop, kink, you know, put me to the ground, put me to the floor. and they get pain. Very common right now. I'm seeing a lot of people with back pain.
And it doesn't have to stay in the lower back. It can be all up and down, can't it?
No. And one of the things you got to watch out for is, gee, does it go down to my leg? If the pain starts to move, it's like feels different, not just your basic, you know, pains. That's a little bit more concerning than basic low back pain, where it's just in one spot in the back.
Why?
Because what that could mean is that you're irritating a nerve coming out of your back and going down your leg. And some of the ways we describe that you might hear is called sciatica. That's one of the things that could happen is that it could irritate nerves going down your back. And that's a little bit more concerning than just simple low back pain.
All right. At the beginning of this conversation, we talked about the importance of that spine, and it's kind of like an electronic switchboard, is it not?
Yes, it is.
So if you have something that interrupts that signal, it could be in the form of tingling or numbness?
So the way it works is you have nerves that come out of your spinal cord and out of your spine, the surrounding structures of the spinal cord,
okay.
And you have discs that kind of act as shock absorbers between the bones that surround your spinal cord,
right.
And sometimes those discs, I like to think of them as jelly donuts. And if you squish them too hard, some of the jelly comes out of the donut.
Right.
And the jelly is basically an irritant.
Okay.
And it can irritate nerves, and then you'll feel it going wherever the nerve goes. So sometimes the most common segment, for example, is something called the L4, L5, or the L5S1 segment.
Okay.
And if you get a disc herniation there, you're going to feel it going down past your knee. And you're like, what the heck? Why am I having pain in my leg when I hurt my back? And that's because you could have something called a disc herniation.
Well, I'll tell you what, we are getting to a place that I really want to go. Not personally, but we'll just talk about it, okay?
Okay.
And that is herniated discs and what happens if they're just jammed, if they're just compressed, if they're full-blown herniated discs, or maybe not quite that bad. Our guest, folks, Dr. Michael Massey with CentraCare. You are listening to Your Health on KNSI. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Back with Your Health, Dr. Michael Massey is with us. See what I did there? Back with Dr. Michael Massey?
Oh my.
Sometimes it just happens. It's the genius of radio. Dr. Massey is a back pain expert. Dr. Massey, we talked about discs going into that last break. Let's back up. And again, what are discs? A little cushioning device filled with fluid?
Yes. So the disc is, again, it's something that acts as a shock absorber for the bones in your back. And the bones in the back are called vertebrae.
Okay.
So when you bend forward, you're putting pressure on the disc. So going back to somebody who's shoveling snow and they bend forward and they all of a sudden they have really bad pain and maybe pain going down their leg.
Yeah.
It could be that they ruptured a disc and they have a hard outer fibrous layer and then a gelatinous inner layer. That's why I think of them as jelly donuts.
Right.
And when the jelly comes out, it can really irritate nerves and cause sciatica or radiculopathy. And that's something that we need to be very mindful of. So that way, if somebody has those types of symptoms, that they don't get any type of nerve damage,
okay,
per se. Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't tend to it, that can happen?
It could happen.
Okay.
And so it's important that when that happens, that you get evaluated by a specialist who knows the spine and understands how to treat this.
So that would be an extreme problem with a disc? Or sometimes don't they just get swollen?
Sometimes they can just bulge. And actually, the same treatment that you do for simple low back pain is the same treatment you do for discs. You simply just go to physical therapy. And you start going through certain exercises that helps with the healing of the disc. It's actually done studies that have demonstrated that if you do certain physical therapy exercises, it helps push the jelly back into the donut. Helps improve the healing of the disc.
At what point does that no longer work? At what point do you have to have surgery?
Well, you know, there's certain red flags that we talk about in spine medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is, do you have progressive weakness? You know, you might have pain in your leg, but do you have weakness? If you have weakness, you need to be seen by a specialist and probably a surgeon, because weakness means nerve damage. You don't want to have nerve damage. Just because you're having pain in your leg doesn't mean you're having damage, but weakness does mean nerve damage, and that needs to be addressed immediately.
All right. Now, I was going to ask you about surgery. Is that the last and final option? Yes and no, because if you've got a bad problem like you're talking about, get in there.
Well, right. If you have progressive weakness, go to surgery.
You know,
so I'm a non-surgical specialist.
Okay.
And so if I think somebody needs surgery, they need surgery.
Right.
So surgery is definitely the treatment that you want if you have progressive weakness. Okay. But if you don't have progressive weakness, there's all these other things. Mm-hmm. There's basically five main treatments for this type of issue.
Okay.
One is surgery. Talked right. about that. Another one is interventional pain management, and I do that. You can do injections in the spine around the disc to kind of sure. help put some steroid in there to kind of help cool
with,
it down.
I've talked with friends that have had that done, and they say it works like $1 million.
Oh, yeah. So for interventional pain management, having a hot disc, a herniated disc, doing a spine injection is excellent. It okay. can really help cool it down and provide relief.
All right. So those are two methods.
Yep. So the other one is medicines. There's 200 plus pain medicines out there. So
of course.
Take your pick. Yeah. There's physical therapy. There's all kinds of therapies, just therapies. There's physical therapy. There's acupuncture, there's chiropractic care, that type of thing.
Sure.
And then the fifth one is do nothing. You don't have to. Oh, you don't always have to do something. But those are kind of the five main treatments that we think about when we talk about back pain.
If I have some back pain, and it doesn't matter if it's upper, middle, lower back pain, I find that if I lay on the floor, mm-hmm. you know, and just kind of spread eagle, you know, try to right. stretch out, all of a sudden, things start feeling better.
Yeah, it's funny because certain injuries feel good in certain positions, and it's funny, other injuries feel awful in those positions. So, yeah. for example, when you have a hot disc, it's awful bending forward, and it's awful sitting and driving. Driving's awful for those patients.
Right.
But if you have something going on the back part of your spine, maybe the joints in the back, you love to sit. It feels good to sit, and you want to sit. And so what's really important is to get evaluated and to determine, okay, what sort of positioning feels good, and then kind of cater your physical therapy around those positions. That's usually how patients get better.
Is there a most common form of back pain, back injury? Would it be the lower back?
Definitely the lower back, yes.
And why? Why is that so susceptible to injury?
I think it's just weight, man, because you think about it. We're carrying our load on the very bottom of our back, yeah. you know, and that's just where it goes. It goes to the bottom of the back, and so after, you know, periods of time, wear and tear, it's just had enough. And when you have pain, your body's telling you, hey, something's wrong, you yeah. know, and we need to kind of evaluate this a little bit.
Folks, if you have back issues, make sure that you stay with us, because we are going to talk about prevention, not only just diagnoses and treatment, but what can you do to prevent back pain, particularly chronic back pain. Now, there's nothing worse than chronic back pain. There's no doubt. What about things like our kids? Are there do children have back issues, or is a bad back one of those things confined to us old folks?
It's everybody can get it. So I first had my big episode of back pain when I was 16, and I had a herniated disc, and I was actually told by a surgeon to get surgery for my back.
At the age of 16?
Yeah, and I looked and I was like, it's just not happening, man. And yeah. so I rehabbed it, and it got better eventually. Back pain usually gets better eventually.
Was it a sports injury?
Yeah, I was playing football. I was lifting weights, playing volleyball. I grew up in California, and so sure. I was doing everything. And I just think, yeah, it was too much,
yeah.
and my body just had enough.
Which is something for moms and dads to listen to right now, because the pressure that is on your son or daughter for athletics is off the charts.
Yeah, you got to be mindful of what's going on. You know, sometimes kids, especially kids, you know, yeah. their bodies are still growing, their bones are still growing, and sometimes they need a break.
Yep, absolutely. We are talking with Dr. Michael Massey. What is your area of expertise, Dr. Massey?
So I was trained in physical medicine and rehabilitation in Chicago, okay. and I did a pain fellowship at University of Washington in Seattle. I have to put a plug in. That's the premier institution for sure. pain medicine. That's where pain medicine became a specialty. Very proud of being able to be trained there.
Is it because of that 16-year-old incident that you decided that you wanted to do what you do?
Oh, definitely. You know, I became very familiar with how our health system is structured. I've went to many doctors, and they would give me medications. That didn't work. Mm-hmm. I went to physical therapists. They tried things. That didn't work. And, you know, I was just looking for somebody to kind of help me understand, you know, how does this look? I mean, I don't feel better. And why don't I feel better? I'm a young guy, and it's been months, and I don't feel better. And I just kind of realized that you have to get plugged in with the right people to understand how long it – just kind of like, what's the disease process here?
Sure.
For herniated discs, it's actually a very long time. Sometimes it can take a year for it to heal.
Right.
And that's hard to hear, but you need to hear it, that it takes a year to heal, because I would just think something's wrong. You need to do something. hand.
Well, and maybe you don't need to do, maybe it's exactly the opposite, right?
Exactly. And so for me, it was kind of like, it's going to heal eventually. Do the exercises, do the treatments, try to stay active. Don't curl up in a ball and watch DVDs or Netflix or whatever. Just stay active and eventually get better. And it did.
Well, we are going to get to that part about making things better as well as prevention. And again, our guest, Dr. Michael Massey with Centricare. Folks, you're listening to Your Health, a relatively new healthcare program here on KNSI. And again, it is so important that we are dealing with local healthcare professionals, local people that are dealing with the same issues that you are right here in central Minnesota. They just happen to be healthcare professionals at Centricare. Your Health on KNSI. We'll be right back. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Back with Your Health. And again, Dr. Michael Massey in studio with us. Dr. Massey specializes in the care, treatment, back pain. We should probably focus a little bit about prevention of some back injuries. Dr. Massey, you mentioned you were part of the ICSI guidelines program.
That's right. I was part of the work group for the acute and subacute low back pain ICSI guidelines. ICSI stands for Institute for Clinical Systems Improvement.
Okay.
And we kind of help give providers, doctors, and nurse practitioners guidelines on if somebody presents in your office with acute or subacute low back pain.
All right. So what can we do to keep back pain at bay?
I think first thing is don't freak out. You know, everybody gets back pain. Just, hey, you have pain and it hurts like heck.
Yeah.
But the best thing you can do is just try to stay active. Try to stay active. Try to keep a cool head. If you have access to it, I think physical therapy is a good place to start. Go to your doctor if you feel like it's not better after a few days and something's wrong, and then they can kind of put you on a pathway to improvement. And remember, after about 4 to 6 weeks, it usually goes away. And so just kind of keep that in the back of your head. About 80 to 90% of all this goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So really just kind of keep that in the back of your head. And then, you know, if it's not gone after that time, then, you know, you can say, okay, maybe we need to dig into this a little bit more. Maybe I can get an MRI of my back and make sure I don't, maybe I'm one of the 20, 10% that might have a real injury that needs to be addressed.
Okay, so I have a bad back, what I call a quote unquote bad back. I'm looking for a series of exercises that I should do, stretching, flexibility, that kind of stuff. Is that generally, and again, the word is generally, is that generally something that is going to help keep those types of things at bay?
So, Bob, as you get more seasoned in life, it's all about maintenance.
You are so kind.
Oh, yeah. It's all about maintenance. You got to learn what exercises that you need to do personally to kind of maintain what you got. And yeah, for a structured rehab program or just a maintenance program, you want to have a good mobility and you want to have good strength. And you need to hear certain things like mobility before strength. You don't want if you're just tight all over and you just do strengthening exercises, that's not going to help you. You have to really stretch your muscles and kind of get the full length of your muscle stretch before you start diving into strength exercises. And a physical therapist, what they do is they really help explain what you need to work on. And they can see things a lot of times that we can't. And once it's really interesting. They'll have you, you know, work on a certain muscle. And then when you do that, you start to feel better on this side because it's all connected.
It is interesting to hear you say that because it literally everything from your feet to the top of your head is connected, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
So stretching, stretching exercises, let's see, less weight, more reps. That's the mindset. You don't want to turn into Hulk Hogan.
Well, right. So you want to work on something called core strengthening. And that's your abdominals, that's your glutes, that's your leg muscles. If you take care of your core with stretching and strengthening, you're taking care of your back. And so if I had one recommendation, it's really learn about core strengthening.
Let's talk briefly about home remedies. You know, everybody's got something that they like to use, whether it's a mustard, plaster, poultice, or whatever, you know.
Yes.
Some common things that people do if they have some back pain. I mentioned lying down on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Lying down on the floor, if that feels good, yeah, go for it. Some people, if they lay on the floor, kills them, you know, and they feel better in sitting down.
Yeah.
One thing that I think is the best home remedy is just do your best to stay active. And do things that you can do without feeling like you're just, you know, flaring your pain up. It's not good to do things that hurt your back. So if you're in pain, don't do exercises that hurt your back. That's your body telling you it's the wrong exercise. the wrong exercise. You want to do exercises that feel good. So some common things that we do are things like planks. We can do back extensions, or you can do crunches. But if any of those exercises are hurting, don't do them. Other things you can do is you can do a heating pad. If that works, great. You can do a cold pack. That works great. You know, and usually the timing on that is about 30 minutes on and then probably about 2 hours off, I'd say.
Do you ever go with contrast therapy, hot and cold, always end with cold?
You can do stuff like that. You know, I'm sure some people have stronger opinions about that than I do. My whole thing is if it works, great. You know, just be safe. You know, some common medications people try, you can do like a course of Advil or Naproxen, something like that for like a week or two. Mm-hmm. You really don't want to take NSAIDs too often though, because there's actually a lot of data coming out that that's bad for your kidneys and your heart.
Right.
So I'm actually not a fan of those drugs. Tylenol arthritis is actually pretty good because it's a high dose and it's a sustained release to where like it stays with you. So often if somebody like needs to go to do a shift or something, I'll have them take two Tylenol arthritis. That's about 1,300 milligrams of Tylenol, and it stays with them throughout that 8-hour shift. I find that works pretty good with a lot of people.
Doc, I tell you what, we've got about 90 seconds left in our conversation here, and I think I'm just going to close out by saying if people have chronic back issues or sudden acute pain, the thing to do would be to reach out to a doctor or perhaps another healthcare professional at Centricare before you go see a doctor?
So if you can go to physical therapy or see a primary care provider, that's great. You can also contact the Neurosciences Pain Center at Centricare, okay, and they'll help navigate whatever issue's going on with you.
But the thing is, if you have this pain, there's a reason you're having pain.
There's a reason you're having pain. It's most likely basic, but it kind of helps to get some reassurance and get steered in the right direction, right, so you're comfortable with what's going on.
What about this weight I'm carrying around in the front of me, this big belly? That causes some back problems, does
just,
it not?
Just get moving. Get moving. Very interesting. If you actually look at the literature, there's not a lot on that, which kind of surprises me.
Yeah.
But yeah, intuitively, we're kind of like, you take care of your weight, take care of your mind. People don't really talk about that. If you take care of your mind and your weight, it's all connected. Usually you're going to feel better.
All right. Dr. Michael Massey, great to have you. Thank you so much. Please come back again.
Will do.
AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. This is Your Health.